A surprise starter and surprise position switch headline the All Blacks team for the first test against Ireland. Uncapped powerhouse Leicester Faiinga Ara-Aranuku will start on the wing in Saturday's sold-out clash in Auckland. But the biggest eyebrow raiser comes in the forwards, with Scott Barrett set to start at blindside flanker for the first time in almost 3 years. It all comes amid a COVID-disrupted preparation for the All Blacks, which has only added intrigue to what is already their most anticipated season opener for several years. Clay Wilson has more.
From Nuku'alofa to Nelson College and now an All Black starter, pace and power have highlighted the rapid rise of 22-year-old Leicester Faiinga Anuku, and the Tongan-born Tasman Mako can't wait to use both on test debut.
Sitting in the shed, sort of hearing the names flow by and then hearing my name come out was sort of surprising, but at the same time, something that really sparked up a bit of fire in my belly to, listen to that, hear my name get called out, really made me excited for the opportunity I get in front of me.
Faiinga Anuku won't have Crusaders teammates Will Jordan, David Havili or Jack Goodhue for company, all three laid low by COVID. He will have his Super Rugby skipper Scott Barrett though, albeit not where most expected. Primarily a lock, Barrett has been named to start at blindside flanker, something he hasn't done for the All Blacks since their semi-final defeat to England at the 2019 World Cup. While that experiment wasn't a success, head coach Ian Foster is optimistic it can come off.
We took some lessons from that, but I think they were learned a long time ago. So this one, we're very clear about the strategy, and it's something that we've talked before with Scott about this possibility. Even if you sit down with Scott and talk to him about it, he finds a lot of the roles very similar now.
But similar isn't the way to describe this week for Foster, who joined the three players plus three of his assistants in being hit by the virus.
It hasn't been easy preparing a test team from home, and, I've probably got to apologise to my wife for my behaviour the last 4 days.
Jokes aside, Foster says after a dusty couple of days, he's feeling good and all going to plan, will rejoin the team on the morning of the test.
The first two nights were cold sweats and sleepless nights, so that's pretty normal for an All Black head coach for the first test of the year. So I wasn't quite sure whether I was sick or nervous, but it's I've actually got through it pretty lightly, to be fair, and maybe been a little bit distracted with something else on my mind to get ready has helped me.
Foster and his fellow selectors have named just one other uncapped player in their 23, with Chiefs Lucy Peter-Gus-Soakula poised for his test debut off the bench. As for Ireland, the All Blacks coach isn't reading too much into their 15-point loss to the Māori All Blacks last night.
If New Zealand rugby fans were honest, there's probably weren't too many of their players that they probably knew the names of. There was obviously a lot of younger players, and I do know that the guys sitting in the grandstand probably represent a slightly different challenge.
Something the All Blacks know well. Ireland has won three of the last five tests between the two teams, including a 29-20 victory in Dublin 7 months ago. A defeat, Aaron Smith says, makes this opening test of the year, at a place the All Blacks haven't lost for 28 years, all the more enticing.
There's obviously still scar tissue. You'd be silly not to still think about last year. But this group's been really excited about looking at the footage, reviewing that game. There's a lot of hungry people on the bus. We're jumping out of our skin to run out at Eden Park.
The 45,000 fans who get to be there will be pretty excited too.